T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I was buying in. Well, joining us on the line.
Yes.
Covers the Philadelphia Phillies for the Inquirer, Daily News, Philly.com. Northeast Philly native. Has been covering the team for several years. He's with them 11 out of the 12 months a year. Matt Breen's on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
I wish we could be better. It would have been
We're
nice
fine. To... fine. John's in a tizzy.
Fine. It's me. Matt, I was hoping for something more definitive as we woke up on this Monday morning, considering all the rumors we heard again late last night. You're with the team. You speak to everybody down there. As we sit here at 8:01 on a Monday morning, what can you tell us about what's going on with Harper?
Yeah, so I left the ballpark yesterday around, like, I'm going to say 2 o'clock, and I did not leave with the vibe from just everything that I had seen and people I talked to during the day that anything was close. John Middleton, was talking to us about skiing. He was walking around just watching batting practice. I don't think he did not seem like the guy that was going to sign Bryce Harper in a couple hours to a $300 million contract. It just did not seem like that vibe was happening. I don't expect anything to happen today. Maybe it could change quickly. It changed pretty quickly last year, but Jake Arrieta, it happened in a matter of days.
Mm-hmm.
So hypothetically, could it happen this week? Sure. But I would not bet that anything happens today.
Now, when it happened with Jake Arrieta, did you get the sense, 24 to 48 hours beforehand that it was going to happen and then it happened, or did it just come completely out of nowhere?
You saw it coming. It was like a slow build up, and then it happened on a Sunday. And there was a night game that night, and we got to the ballpark Sunday, and you felt it. You knew it was coming, and then around 6 or 7 o'clock is when it actually all went down. But maybe that Friday you could see it building towards what happened on Sunday night.
Oh God, I hope this is any indication of that. have you? I imagine you have. Spoken to several of the players who are currently on the Phillies roster who could be affected by such a signing and gotten their thoughts about it?
Yeah, it's interesting because there's two different players. Obviously, the Phillies could go they're going to land one of them,
mm-hmm.
odds are, and there's two different ones. They play two different positions, so it's affecting two separate groups of guys. And both groups, if you're talking about Nick Williams in right field or Scott Kingery and Michael Franco at third base, They say, they don't pay attention to it and that they're just focused on themselves. But they do. I mean, everyone is following it on Twitter or they're talking to each other. And it's a week in the camp. Today's the first full workout. And it's almost become like a tired subject in the clubhouse to talk to the same guys. Well, did you see this? What Reese wrote on Instagram yesterday? Are you feeling anything different? Or how's this going to affect you? So you knew that coming into camp that it would be an awkward situation, and it's been fairly awkward, like we thought it would be.
Right, and assuming no news breaks in the following minutes, which we're talking to, I'm not going to bring it up again. Now, the acquisition of JT Realmuto, who I absolutely love, came at a price which has been met with some criticism. The cost was Sixto Sanchez, Jorge Alfaro. Alfaro, I thought he was overrated. I'm curious. I haven't spoken to you about your thoughts on that trade.
I thought it was a good trade, and a trade that signaled to me that the Phillies are ready to win and that they're trying to win right now. They're not trying to win with Sixto Sanchez in 2 years. They wanted to win in 2019. And Alfaro, to me, is a wash because you upgraded at catcher. So forget about Alfaro. You got one of the best catchers in baseball now in Realmuto. The price was Sixto Sanchez, and that's what there's a price. There's a price to pay. You have to, if you want to get the best catcher in baseball, then you're going to have to give up your best pitching prospect. But with pitching, there's always red flags. And I think there was some significant red flags with Sixto Sanchez. He had injuries last year with his elbow. And then there was some concern about what kind of shape he was in. So, and he's young, he's 20 years old, but he's also 6 foot, which is not ideal for a pitcher. And I would, this guy could develop into an ace, but it was worth this was worth the price if you want to win in 2019.
Now, speaking of Real Muto, you did an excellent story, which I know is available right now on Philly.com, your Twitter account, about a scout who nobody knew his name.
I love that story.
But there played a big part, yeah, that not only in the Real Muto trade, but the team's ace pitcher. Could you tell us a little bit about Mike? Is it Stauffer or Staffer?
Yeah, Mike Stauffer. Thanks a lot for bringing that up, too. So he's an area scout, southeast area scout for the Phillies. Scouts high school and college kids in the southeastern part of the country. And he signed Aaron Nola out of college at LSU. And he also signed this kid, Tyler Gilbert, who was the second piece in the third piece to get JT Realmuto. And he discovered Nola, but discovered this guy. And so this week of signing Aaron Nola to a long-term extension and landing JT Realmuto would not have happened without Mike Stauffer. So it was a fun story to do. Like you said, a guy that people don't know about because the attention, rightfully so, is placed on Matt Klentak or John Middleton or the players, but not necessarily the scout that discovered these players, you know, years ago on backfields and random places in around the country.
Matt Breen, who covers the Phillies for the Inquirer Daily News, Philly.com, nice enough to join us this morning. Matt, the acquisition of Gene Segura jump-started the offseason, helping, you know, both the position of shortstop and allowing Rhys Hoskins to return to first base. Should we be, although we're so consumed with Harper and Machado and the trade that I just mentioned for Realmuto, should we be talking about the Segura trade more in terms of its impact on the roster?
It's like that trade, the way it happened 2 weeks before the winter meeting, so that all the attention in the Phillies universe was on Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, so it almost got swept under the rug. But I think that was one of the more important moves, if not the most important move, they made this offseason. The Phillies last year had the second worst contact rate in baseball. If you watch Phillies games, you know they didn't get many hits. They struck out a ton of a lot. So they added the player who had the fifth highest contact rate, had one of the highest hit totals in baseball last year. It was exactly what they needed, and he plays good defense. If you watch the Phillies last year, you know the defense was a problem. He's a good defender at shortstop. He gets on base, makes contact, gets hits. It was on both sides of the ball was exactly what they needed. And then also, Carlos Santana was probably one of the most frustrating players on the Phillies roster last year.
Mm-hmm. He was one of the most polarizing, Matt, because you would watch him and you knew what you were watching. And then I think that's where the disagreement came with some of the people who are hardcore analytics. They wanted to throw numbers at you. That, you know, he's great. And I'm going, that's not what I'm seeing.
If you like walks, he was awesome.
Yes, thank you.
You can't have your cleanup hitter does not get paid to walk.
Exactly.
So they shipped him out and they were able to move Rhys Hoskins back to first base after he was unfairly forced to play left field. So now Hoskins is going to bat leadoff. Santana wasn't comfortable is going to bat cleanup. And you just, to me, the lineup is just so much better with Hoskins batting fourth instead of batting second.
Now, and it was just to follow up with that, it was great for Matt Klentak, too. I don't want to say admit a mistake with Santana, but be able to get great value in return for him. He did a really good job at upgrading the roster overall this offseason. Having said that, every team has a weakness, and you can't fix everything in one offseason. Where, in your opinion, are the Phillies weakest right now?
I would say, without talking about Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, it would be at third base. And I just think Michael Franco, if you look at the season totals for last year, he led the team in average, but Jorge Alfaro was second in average. So you can throw that stat out the window. And I just think this guy was so inconsistent last season offensively. You take away the two months that he was really good in the middle of the summer and his season was awful. And I just think third, but he's also young. He's 26 years old. So there's, you can say that and maybe he gets better. But I think if you look at just the lineup, the weakest part of the lineup is third base. And then if you look at the rotation, I think you know what you have at one and two when Arrieta and Nola, especially if Arrieta is healthy, you at least, he's not going to be a Cy Young winner, but he's a veteran. He's a steady arm. You know what you have there. And I think the back end of the rotation last year may have pitched above what people expected. They kept the Phillies in first place for a while because of Zach Eflin, Nick Pivetta, and Vince Velasquez.
Mm-hmm.
But that could be a weakness. They didn't address it, so that's a big gamble going into the season, is the 3, 4, and 5 and what the Phillies really have.
Now, Matt, I lied. I have one more question for you. It's our final question of this morning.
All right.
The Phillies fan base is now turning to you. Matt Breen, in your opinion, on this day one of full squad workouts,
you're not going to do it.
Will the Phillies announce they have signed Bryce Harper?
No.
Oh!
And said with disdain.
I could say yes. I would love. It would be great. It's going to be a great thing to cover when they do sign. Because trust me, they're going to sign one of these guys. It's going to be fun for us to cover it. People are interested, but today's not the day. I'm sorry.
I enjoyed your level of disdain with the no. No.
His name is Matt Breen. He covers the Phillies for the Daily News Inquirer, Philly.com. He is a must follow on Twitter, Matt_Breen. Matt, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week when we come down.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.